Okay. So. I think a lot about rain over the last week. Well, Baruch Hashem, 99% of the time it didn't materialize, so that was a siman bracha. But there was a Rashi that caught my eye, Mavisedra. So I thought of it before it was Mavisedra, but then I just re-remembered it now. I spoke about it in Shul one of the days of Yom Tov. Rashi comments on the beginning of Parshas Bereishis that when at the time of Maaseh Bereishis, so there was no rain yet. The Kodesh Baruch Hu hadn't yet made it rain because man wasn't around yet, so therefore there was no rain. So obviously there's a problem. What's the connection between the two? You can have rain without man. You have rain, you have clouds, you have rain, you have water. Well, water comes down. What do we need a person for? The Rashi quickly fills in the gap. Rashi says because man wasn't around, to daven yet for rain. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just send rain just like that. He only sends rain if a human being, if people daven for the rain. Tefillas Geshem. I spoke about it Shmiyat Teres. So Tefillas Geshem, you have to daven for rain. So Rashi has an interesting lashon when he describes the necessity of rain in the world. So Rashi uses two lashonos. Rashi says she'olam tzarech legeshamim, and Rashi says that you need people to understand the tovas legeshamim, that it has to be good. So Rashi uses two different descriptions of rain. It's a dove which is tzarech, and it's a dove which is tova. What's the difference between tova and tzarech? So we know that in life there are a lot of things that we need, we can't survive without, but we don't usually view them as being a dvar shel tova. So let's say, for example, so we know, you tell your kid, if you don't eat your spinach, you're not going to grow like Papa, you're not going to be strong. The kid can't stand, he hates the spinach. So what's the parent trying to tell him? The parent's trying to tell him that the spinach is good. You can tell from today till tomorrow it's not good. He wants to eat ice cream, he doesn't want to eat spinach. So the best you can tell them is you need it. You got to grow those bones. I don't know, whatever the spinach does for you. It makes you strong and powerful. So you got to do it. So a lot of things that in life, that are dvar matzrichim, that are not necessarily tova. We don't really view them as good things. They're necessities. A lot of things we do in this world are not really good. They're just, you got to do them. You got to do them because you got to do them. Then you have other things in the world which are really good. They're geschmack. They're tova. The ice cream is really good. What's it going to do for you? Is it tzarech? Will you survive without the ice cream? You'll be just fine. Maybe better without the ice cream. But it's tova. It's really geschmack. So it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says that he's waiting for Adam to realize that rain is dava tzarech. And it's also a tova. It's an unbelievable bracha. It's a good thing, rain. It's not just nebuch. It's a wonderful bracha. It's a good thing. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. Like in the Torah describes in Mitzrayim, so they didn't really have rain. It doesn't rain in Egypt. How do they get the Nile River overflows over the banks and shine? Rain, Limtar Shemayim, Tish Demayim. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to look up to the heavens and hope and pray that it's going to rain. It's a tremendous rain that brings you a kesher. Then you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the farmer plants the seeds this time of year and hoping and praying it's going to rain. Rain is an unbelievable tova because it gives them a chance to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So rain is a davar tzorich, and rain is a davar shel tova. It's a combination of two. There's another kind of rain out there, going back to Pasha Sazinu, Yarov Kamot Alichi. That's Torah Kedosh is compared to rain also. So Torah has both of these qualities of rain. It's a davar tzorich. It's a necessity. It's something that a person can't live without, even if it wouldn't be so sweet. Even if it wouldn't be so geschmack, it would be a necessity. You know why? Because Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, Torah is the only thing that protects a person from all the Yetzaharas around them. Just look, if you don't think I'm telling you the truth, look around you and look at what the world looks like for people who don't have Torah. Look at that, can't even say, look at what's going on in people who are far away from Torah. Look at the kind of lifestyle. So many, slow you monkeys. So you need Torah, even if Torah wouldn't have been so enjoyable. You need it because it's the only medicine. The guy's dying. They say, listen, you got to take this antibiotic. It tastes terrible. It's horrible. Tough luck. You got to get with the program. You got to take it anyway. Otherwise, you're going to die. So the Torah could have been presented to Klal Yisrael as a Dover Tzorech. But Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't present it as that. He presented it as a Dover Tzorech. and a davar shel tova. And it's a gevaldik. It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful. It's so sweet. So geshmak. Why? Just as rain connects us to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too the Torah Kadosh connects us to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's so beautiful. It's so sweet. It's so wonderful. Not only does it have the healing, the therapeutic effect, it's the yummy, super duper flavored geshmaka coated antibiotic. It's not only going to get rid of the strep, but it's going to taste like candy. It's not going to taste like broccoli and spinach. It's going to taste like ice cream. It's going to be geshmak. That's part of the bracha, Shbrach Hu built into the Torah, that it's the most potent medicine, and at the same time, sometimes the most potent things in the world, the best things in the world, things that we need the most, taste the worst. This is the opposite. The Shbrach Hu built the Torah is sweet also. So why is it that some people don't experience this? How come? How come? I see a person breaking his teeth over Gemara, can't stand it, he's looking at his watch, his shiur almost over, his seder almost over. He can't, mom, the whole thing is just, it's miserable. He's got to do it because he's got to, otherwise he's going to get incomplete. He gets an incomplete, then he's going to try to apply for law school, then he's going to have to call the REITs office 6 years, 6 years later, find Rabbi Savlovsky, go fill out some thing that he really did get an A, didn't get an A. He doesn't, so next, it's easier just to come and try to, cram for the Bechina, so it's a davar tzarech. How come it's not a davar shel toiv? What happened? I don't understand what happened. So if any is daiti, what happens as follows. There's something in the physical world that always precedes rain. What is it? I think we say in Shmoneh Esrei these days. It's mashi v'ruach meregeshem. Groshem, depending whatever you say. It's ruach has to come first. Ruach. Ruach. It's ruach. Ruach. Yipach piyap of nishmas chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed into a person. Ruach. Ruach alakim. Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed in the ability to connect to him. A human being is made up of two parts. Pasuk says in Kehelas, when a person dies, so does the Pasuk say that Shavu Afar, Ruach Yachso Lelokim Asher Asa'a. Just paraphrase the Pasuk of the Pasuk in Kehelas. It was pretty quickly I was reading that. I mean, I remember exactly. But the Pasuk says that a human being is made up of two parts. It's made up of the physical. The physical goes back to the earth. That's where it came from. But the ruach goes back to its source, goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person who wants to connect to that ruach, a person whose whole emphasis is on the ruach elikim, he wants to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then such a person, if he has mashivruch, if the wind is blowing, there's going to be murder geshem. The geshem is going to come down with a tremendous amount of gishmei bracha. The person who doesn't want the ruach, why does he want the ruach? Because I don't want ruchnias. I have too involved in gashmias. I'm having too good of a time and everything else, which is the antithesis of ruchnias. The person who doesn't want the winds to blow, then he expects gishmei bracha. He expects that he's going to have the wonderful, wonderful bracha of Torah. It's going to be sweet as everything, together with all the mishagasim of this world. Doesn't fly. Ain't going to work. It'll drip a few drops here and there. It's not going to be the gishmei bracha. So if a person wants to be zoicha to the gishmei bracha of the Torah Kedosha, the davar tzarech and the davar shel tova, so it's got to be first. It's got to start off with the mashiv ruach. And just as when it comes to real rain, so tefillah is critical. Chazal masakin, the Saint Talmud Motors and the mashiv ruach and the tefillahs of geshems, all the tefillahs that come. So the person has to daven for atzlachan Torah also. But a person says the words, v'har neibus arasecha, v'dag leibus arasecha, a person says, Yehem chayin v'rechemein, a person says, Avinu avrachamon, rachem, 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 three rachamons. Avinu av harachamon, hamirachem, rachem alein. It's a lot of rachmanis. You need a lot of bekat, a lot of tefillah, in order to be matzliach and limit. So hopefully, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to begin a new zman together, to hopefully, daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, beseech Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be matzliach, that we should see, not just that the gshamim, that the Torah is davar tzarech lanu, but it's davar tova lanu. Hopefully, we should be zoicha to a successful continuation in a new year of limud Torah together. Okay. Give me